Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's crazy to believe how only a few decades ago nearly every game could be completed in a single sitting. Nowadays, most gamers aren't satisfied unless a title has at least 20 hours of content, and for RPGs it goes double. But bigger isn't always better. When a game is stretched out for the sake of it, it can feel like a drag. At a certain point, you might feel like you're playing it out of habit rather than enjoyment. I'm Sai for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that should have ended way sooner. Number 10, Mafia 3. In Mafia 3, Vietnam veteran Lincoln Clay declares war on the new Bordeaux mob after they murder his family. To exact his revenge, Clay forges his own criminal empire, becoming a part of the very evil that took away his loved ones. The first Mafia kept players occupied for 6 or 7 hours, the sequel took around 10 hours to complete. So naturally, you'd assume Mafia 3 would be slightly longer, however this threequel takes about 20 hours to beat. Now, just because Mafia and Mafia 2 were reasonably short doesn't mean the third installment has to be. Theoretically, Mafia 3 can be as long as it wants, so long as it keeps players entertained, but sadly that, generally speaking, was not the case. As astounding as the first few hours are, Mafia 3 is let down by unfun mechanics, lackluster pacing, and tedious missions. When you see how boring the gameplay is, you can't help feeling frustrated, but when you realise you're not enjoying yourself and you're not even halfway through, it gives you the incentive to switch the game off for good. In hindsight, Mafia 3 wouldn't be as painstaking to play if it was as concise as its predecessors. Number 9, Horus. Due to the pixelated art and simple setup, Horus looks to be a straightforward indie. Not only does this gem from 505 Games have an incredibly dense story, it masterfully blends various genres, including bullet hell platforming, racing, Metroidvania exploration, fighting, and first-person shooting. The genre and plot keep shifting, so you never know what to expect. One minute you're picking up scraps in a dingy basement, the next you're battling death machines on the moon. At first, you'll feel like you never want your playthrough to end. That's why it's a shame to see Horus outstay its welcome. Yes, it's cute when you have to take part in a dishwashing minigame, win a sack race, and time travel to ancient Egypt to fight a robot, but sometimes you can't help but think, where is this going, when the narrative changes for the 17th time and you realise you have no idea what your objective is. Because most of Horus's adventures involves our hero meandering about, you're not sure how close you are from accomplishing anything of value. Also, many levels are brutally unfair in a cheap attempt to stretch out your playthrough. We all have a challenge, but it's exhausting to watch the titular android die 50 times in a row. Number 8, Luigi's Mansion 3. A video game can get away with padding if it's subtle about it. If you need to locate a cool power-up, explore a new terrain, or encounter a wacky character before moving on, you don't mind that much, so long as it's fun and engaging. However, it always feels forced when the main campaign stops dead until you perform an arbitrary task. Luigi's Mansion 3 is a blast, but it pulls this annoying tactic repeatedly. On each story of the game's hotel location, our cowardly hero must find an elevator button to move on to the next area. On two separate occasions, a poltergeist cat swipes the button, just as Luigi is about to use it before scurrying away. This forces Mario's green brother to backtrack to retrieve said button. Since this kitty repeatedly disappears to other floors, you have to search everywhere to find him. Not only is this a lazy method to extend the runtime, it's unnecessary, since Luigi's Mansion 3 is over twice as long as the GameCube original. Number 7, Tales of Graces. You tend not to feel the length of a JRPG, even though it usually takes at least 20 hours to complete. Because roleplayers have a large ensemble and a constantly evolving story, it's actually a bonus when games in this genre stretch things out. Of course, if the fighting mechanics aren't up to standard, you can get bored very quickly, regardless of how good a story is. Fortunately, Tales of Graces doesn't suffer this problem, since the battle system is fantastic. Although it's easy to pick up, the enemy encounters require careful planning, timing, and strategy. Because you can't rely on button mashing, you have to constantly concentrate during battle, making them far more engaging. But Tales of Graces does have its fair share of problems. The cutscenes are filled with so many one-note characters speaking trite dialogue, most of it feels unneeded, especially during the dreary prologue. On top of this, there's so much backtracking and carbon copy dungeons, you can tell the developers were elongating the game just for the sake of it. Even though Tales of Graces is a decent title, it could have been a classic if these issues were remedied. Number 6, Digimon World 2. After the surprising success of Digimon World, a sequel was rushed out 1 year later, simply called Digimon World 2. Although the original had the player looking after their creatures Tamagotchi-style, the follow-up was a dungeon-crawling RPG. Using their own Digimon team, the player must navigate through a gargantuan labyrinth and battle against a wide range of monsters. Digimon World 2 looked like it was destined to keep fans happy for quite a while, since it took 60 hours to complete. Yes, this PlayStation 1 game is longer than Breath of the Wild, and that's a major achievement. However, there is a tiny snag to that. Digimon World 2 is mind-bogglingly boring. Because role players rely on facing enemies in turn-based battles hundreds of times, it's imperative the mechanics are creative so the gameplay doesn't become monotonous. Unfortunately, Digimon World 2 does nothing innovative with the combat system, turning every encounter into a slog. Even if you adore Digimon or roguelike titles, there's nothing here to keep anyone engaged.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel. The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel centers around a group of military students who must put their differences aside to complete their mission. Because their school is heavily segregated, the group have great difficulty working together, which leads to many heated arguments and standoffs. This conflict isn't just a plot point, it's tied directly to the gameplay. Your teammates have to link to put off support effects during battle, meaning the social dynamics are as important as the combat. And since you're rewarded for cooperation, you genuinely care about your classmates. But because you're expected to play Trails of Cold Steel for 60 hours, the last thing you want to hear is it starts getting good after 20 hours. Look, most gamers don't mind a slow burner. We can wait an hour or two before things get going, but asking us to wait nearly a day for a game to get into gear is too much. Now, don't get us wrong, Trails of Cold Steel is considered among the best in the series, which is impressive considering the Legends of Heroes series has 20 installments. And due to the unique mechanics, we understand why the developers wanted to flesh out the characters so much. But this game could have cut the first section in half without compromising anything. Number 4, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Completing the main campaign of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is a time-consuming task, easily clocking in at around 50 hours. And yet, it rarely feels like a chore. The gameplay has such a rich variety. You'll play for hours in one go, wondering where the time has gone. Whether it's battling monsters, exploring dungeons, horse riding, or cooking, it's never laborious. Except maybe the Korok seeds, we could have done without that. And even though Breath of the Wild is extremely long, every part of it feels purposeful. The same cannot be said about its predecessor, Skyward Sword. Even though this installment can be over and done with in 20 hours, it feels twice its length. Yes, fetch quests are a staple of the series, but they take up half your playthrough this time around in a feeble attempt to drag out the main campaign. Worse still, many missions share so many similarities, it almost feels like they're copy and pasted. The most obvious example here is the confrontation with the Imprisoned. Not only does this battle go on forever, you have to fight this boss on 3 separate occasions. Thanks, Nintendo. Real cool of you to do that. Number 3, Ring Fit Adventure. Ring Fit Adventure is an exercise-based title for the Nintendo Switch designed to make players work up a sweat. Using the Pilates ring peripheral, you must perform exercises to navigate around the levels, complete tasks, and defeat enemies. Boasting 23 worlds, each filled with about 10 levels, Ring Fit Adventure is not something you can plow through in a week. If you're an Olympic athlete, it'll still take months to complete the game due to the legion of side missions, bonus modes, and challenges. However, the whole experience is let down by the bosses. Or to be more specific, the boss. Throughout your adventure, you must face the evil and super buff Dragowl. What's annoying about this guy is he serves as the boss at least 10 times. And although there's nothing wrong with the battle itself, it gets tiresome fighting the same enemy over and over. But that's not all. For the first couple of worlds, the game will introduce a brand new mechanic in every other level, but at the halfway point, you've learned everything you need to know. At this point, the balance between game and exercise app completely falls off, and it becomes hard to stick with Ring Fit Adventure when it all becomes the same. Number 2, Final Fantasy XIII. Many gamers took issue with Final Fantasy XIII due to the meandering narrative and the fact your party is often controlled by AI. However, it was the linear gameplay that most people took umbrage with the most. Rather than allowing the player to roam free, the first 10 chapters have them following a set path. Because of these problems, Final Fantasy XIII was quickly branded as the black sheep of the franchise. But for some reason, Square Enix thought this dud deserved not one, but 2 sequels. Now, expanding the original game could work if the developers learned from their many, many, many mistakes. After all, it's another example of a game apparently getting good 20 hours in, but unfortunately the follow-up sucked even more, compounding the concerns of the first installment. What's worse is each entry's main campaign takes at least 35 hours to finish, meaning you have to play for 100 plus hours to complete the trilogy. But that would mean spending over 100 hours with Final Fantasy XIII's terrible cast of characters competing for who can be the dullest asshole award. No thanks. And number 1, The Longing. In The Longing, you play as Shade, a creature who's preparing a subterranean kingdom for his master who will awake in 400 days in real time. Even though Shade has a long wait, he can make the time move faster by performing certain tasks such as reading, decorating, and drawing. It's pretty obvious almost instantly that this point-and-click adventure, if you'd like to call it that, is less a video game and more an endurance test. There's no reason that any game should take 400 days to complete. That is 9,600 hours. If The Longing was 100 times shorter, it would still still be longer than almost any game you've ever played. To top it all off, Shade walks really slowly. Because it takes 5 minutes for our protagonist to stroll from A to B, the simplest actions become hair-tearingly tedious. Now, the easiest way to shorten your playthrough is by reading. If Shade breezes through Moby Dick, the Iliad, the Raven, or any other books in his collection, he can slice off a few hours here and there. But if you take part in this task, you're not playing a video game, you're just reading. Not only that, you are only reading to limit the tedium of the playthrough. If that's the case, you might as well stop playing The Longing and go read an actual book. And that's the list. Let us know what you thought of this video down in the comments below. Which of these games is the most egregious example on this list? And of course, let us know of any others that we could have included. Make sure you like this video, share it with your friends, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You can follow me on Twitter at Cyniac_123. You can head over to whatculture.com for more content every day. I've been Cy for What Culture, and have a good week.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.